What makes a man a father? This is Father's Day weekend. I think it's a good question to ask. To parallel with the readings, I think a good answer to start with is a father is a man who has planted seeds. When we plant seeds and we watch them grow, as we do every spring, with the flowers, with the vegetables, with the children, our job is to help them to grow and to care for them and to protect them. But it's not our job, as that parable from Jesus says, to build the entire plant. He plants the seeds, but he doesn't know how they grow. They just grow. And his job is to care for them. We don't decide, you know, how the cells all are put together and how are we going to get the water from the roots up to the petals. You know, that's not our job. We don't plan the shape of the size or the size of the leaves. We don't decide the color of our children's eyes. Instead, the seed, it contains all the instructions to build the plants. It's got the blueprints inside of them, from how they're going to grow when they're little to how they're going to grow when they're big. And the same goes for our children, as I said. You know, the blueprints are beyond our control. It is the secret of the genome. It is the secret of genetics. Though it is possible to learn a lot about them, to some degree, the genetics will always be mysterious because there'll always be more to learn about it. There'll always be something that we don't understand about it, no matter how much we learn. There'll always be something incredible, always something unfathomable. Because the mysterious aspect, its ability to give life, its life-giving aspect, it is beyond our ability to create the seeds. We can't invent, we plant life, we pass life on, but we don't create it. I mean, many scientists, like Dr. Frankenstein, would love to have the ability to create life out of nothing. But that's not possible. Life is the sole property of God. He's the only one who has given life. We all have just had it passed on to us from our parents, and we pass it on to our children. We can't make living things. We just pass the life that we have on. So our role, then, is to plant seeds that we didn't, and to protect them as they grow, especially during their most vulnerable stages. It's our job to water them and to feed them. And it's also our job to enjoy doing all of that. It's not like it's all work. We get to enjoy it as well. And sometimes, even at the most difficult moments, those are the moments that we enjoy the most. Our work of planting and of watering, our work of caring, is to provide the circumstances, to provide the environment in which God can work. So we plant a tomato plant where we know it will be fruitful, and not where we know it will die, because planting a tomato plant in the middle of the Sahara Desert is a bad idea. It's a bad environment for it. The same goes for our children. Again, we need to provide the environment, or in our homes, in the activities of our families, in our community, in our schools, that are conducive to growth, that are conducive to physical and mental and spiritual growth, and that are conducive to God's work being done in them. The growth that he has planned, that the growth that he has put into those little blueprints inside the seeds. And then we get to enjoy the fruits of our labors. I mean, we eat the vegetables that we planted, we eat the fruits that we planted, and when it comes to our relationships, we enjoy the families that we have grown and the relationships that we have cultivated. This is what it is to be a father, to plant seeds. This is what God our Father does, who are biological fathers. And in some analogous way, what those of us who you call father, even though I have no children, are expected to do also. Because even people who have chosen celibacy for the sake of the kingdom have, in a way, children. It's lived out differently. Because the seeds that people like me plant are spiritual. It's still my job to plant seeds and to water and to feed and to cultivate. It's just more concerned with spiritual life than it is with physical, biological life. We have to watch out, though, also, because we plant more than just physical seeds. Plant seeds all the time without realizing it, especially in children. We plant seeds in that fertile soil of a children's psyche, because everything an adult does in the presence of a child, because something becomes something to be imitated, for better or for worse. Our good habits, our bad habits. That's where we learn them all. I know the bad habits that I caught on from my parents, and I know the good habits that they tried to cultivate in me. But all of them become imitated by children. including all of those joys that we have, the hobbies that we have. I know that I enjoy some of the same things that my parents do because I just learned to enjoy them when I was a kid. All of these things become seeded in children when they're, to use another seed metaphor, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? So we've got to watch out for those seeds that we may unintentionally be planting. But even more so, we have to be careful not to sow bad seeds. The devil is also a father. He's got a nickname, the father of lies. It's a fatherhood, and it's not a very good fatherhood. He's the one who first planted the idea in Adam and Eve that perhaps God doesn't really love them as much as they think he does, that maybe it'd be better if they just didn't do what he said and go and do something different instead. He seeded that false idea, and it grew inside of them until they disobeyed. The devil's a father, not a very good father. On the other hand, God proves himself a very loving father, even in this situation with Adam and Eve, because even afterwards, he still loves them. The devil, on the other hand, doesn't care. That Jesus refers to in his parables today, in the seeds that grow from very small to the biggest bushes and become homes for all the birds of the sky, the growth that mostly happens there is this mysterious growth that God puts on the inside of us, stuff that we don't get to cultivate ourselves, but as I said before, we just have to provide the environment for. It's that work of the Holy Spirit that's been planted inside of us. And it grows along with our relationships. Whenever we list in our relationships with each other, in our relationships with God, and it grows when we let parables, when we let his teachings, when we let his ways plant those seeds in us. As we become used to following in those ways, and we let those sorts of virtues and things grow inside of us, then we'll become that big, strong bush, stable for the other birds to come and live in, that he had always planned us to be. May we always grow in the way that the Lord has planned for us.